And on this Tuesday afternoon, we're going to visit with Lydia Rebine of the Madison Public Library. Good afternoon, Lydia.
Hey there, Paul.
So you walked over today?
I did, yes.
Slip sliding or still icy out? Or?
Let's just say that the world is one giant skating rink and I do not love it.
You're always looking down at your feet, right, when you're walking?
Yeah.
All right.
It's more exciting than I would prefer.
That's right. Oh. Hopefully warmer days are ahead.
Supposedly they are, so, yeah.
All right. Well, fill us in on what's happening at the Madison Public Library.
Well, we've got all kinds of things going on, including winter reading, but the first thing I want to remind people of again is that we're going to be closed 2 days in January for the installation of our new security and fire alarm system.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be Tuesday, January 15th. And Wednesday, January 16th, coming up. And then we'll be back to regular hours of operation on the 17th, that following Thursday.
Yeah, we talked about that a couple weeks ago, that you were planning that.
That's
a big project, isn't it?
Yes, but it'll be nice to have done and have that updated. Yep. Also, we've got Martin Luther King Jr. Day coming up, and the library is closed for that. So that's on Monday, January 21st. We close for that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's when we're open and we're closed, right?
Exactly. So when we are open, you should come in and sign up for winter reading. It's that season. It's the winter reading season. Our adult winter reading program this year is to read 8 books by February 28th. You get a tote and a stamp card just for signing up. And then that's as supplies last, though, so get in there soon. And then if you do complete that challenge of 8 books or audiobooks, and ebooks count too, then you get an additional prize at the end of the winter reading program.
So all you do is read 3 books by February?
Eight books.
Eight books.
Yes, 8 books. Yeah.
I don't know if I can do that.
You can get tiny books.
I can do 3 books.
Yeah. Right. That's why it's a challenge, though. You're going to challenge
there
yourself.
There you go. It's a challenge. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Also in January in Madison, we've got more untidy toddler play dates planned. That's where we go into the Madison Conference Room. We have this giant tarp we put down, and they have all of these fun, messy things that they can play with. The kind of stuff you would normally do outside in the summer. But like we said, it's a giant skating rink out there.
Yeah,
so you don't want to do that outside.
Nope.
And we do that every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. And parents and kids are encouraged to wear play clothing that they aren't afraid to get dirty.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
for obvious
really
reasons. That
really sounds like a fun project.
It is, and it's fun to watch, too, when they get in there and get to go crazy. Speaking of kids' activities, tomorrow, Wednesday, January 9th, Cambie is going to be hosting a kids' bingo game for all school-age children at 4 p.m. Other kids' events in Madison on Thursday, January 10th at 4 p.m. will be making these cool canvas tape art projects where you put tape on a canvas and then you paint over it and you get different patterns, geometric patterns.
Yeah.
Very cool. And then in Dawson on Tuesday, January 15th, they're going to be making a art project that is a mosaic puppy. And that's at 4 p.m. So those will all be very fun. Lots of things going on for kids. One more kids event coming up. There's actually lots more than that, but we haven't got time to go through all of them. So those are the ones coming up the soonest.
Okay.
But also in Madison, we're going to have a Lego movie day on Saturday, January 19th. We'll watch a movie and make Lego crafts, eat some popcorn, and have a bunch of fun.
Oh.
So that's Saturday, January 19th, starting at 10:30 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds fun, too.
Yeah. So those are a few of the things going on. To see the full list, you can go onto our Facebook pages, which are Madison Public Library MN, Cambie Public Library MN, and Dawson Public Library MN.
Okay.
And also check out our book clubs, because every library has book clubs that you can join and find new books you wouldn't necessarily read otherwise and discuss them with people. It's a fun time. So those are also on our Facebook pages if you want to check that out.
Okay, real good. Well, let's find out what the staff at the Madison Public Library is reading.
Yes, this is always the fun part, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Or the extra fun part.
It is fun for me. I like enjoy listening to see what you guys are reading.
It's always interesting for me to see the emails come in of what everybody's reading, yep. too, when I send out and go, it's radio show time. And then I get to find out all the new interesting books. So Deb is actually reading two books. And that she's recommending. The first one is Carnegie's Maid by Marie Benedict. In the industrial 1960s, at the dawn of the Carnegie Empire, Irish immigrant Clara Kelly finds herself in desperate circumstances. Looking for a way out, she seeks employment as a lady's maid in the home of the prominent businessman Andrew Carnegie. Soon, the bond between Clara and her employer deepens into love. But when Clara goes missing, Carnegie's search for her unearths secrets and revelations that lay the foundation for his lasting legacy. So that's a novel based on some real historical figures. And then Rise and Kill First by Ronan Bergman. The first definitive history of Mossad, Shin Bet, and the IDF's targeted killing programs from the man hailed by David Remnick as arguably Israel's best investigative reporter. From the very beginning of its statehood in 1948, protecting the nation from harm has been the responsibility of its intelligence community and armed services, and there is one weapon in their arsenal that they have relied upon to thwart most serious threats. Targeted assassinations have been used countless times on enemies large and small, sometimes in response to attacks against the Israeli people and sometimes preemptively. In this page-turning, eye-opening book, journalist and military analyst Ronan Bergman offers a riveting inside account of the targeted killing programs. I like nonfiction books. That one I might have to read.
Okay.
And I have been reading Mortal Sins by Michael D'Antonio. In the mid-1980s, a dynamic young Monsignor assigned to the Vatican Embassy in Washington set out to investigate the problem of sexually abusive priests. He found a scandal in the making, confirmed by secret files revealing complaints that had been hidden from the police and covered up by the church hierarchy. He also understood that the United States judicial system was eager to punish offenders and those who aided them. He presented all of this to the American bishops, warning that the church could be devastated by negative publicity and bankrupted by its legal liability. They ignored him. Part history, part journalism, and part true crime thriller, Michael D'Antonio's Mortal Sins reveals a long and ferocious battle for the soul of the largest and oldest organization in the world. Catherine has been reading Potato Pants by Lori Keller.
Say that again?
Potato Pants. Oh. A potato and his eggplant nemesis struggle to find the perfect pants in this hilarious tale by best-selling creator Lori Keller. Potato is excited because today, for one day only, Lance Vance's Fancy Pants store is selling potato pants. Potato rushes over early, but just as he's about to walk in, something makes him stop. What could it be? Find out in this one-of-a-kind story about misunderstandings and forgiveness, and of course, potato pants. Oh dear. Alice is reading Love in a Nutshell, Culhane Family Book 1 by Janet Ivanovich and Dorian Kelly. Doreen Kelly.
Yep.
Kate Appleton needs a job. Her husband has left her. She's been fired as a magazine editor, and she only wants to go to her parents' summer house, The Nutshell, in Keens Harbor, Michigan, and make a bed and breakfast in. Matt Culhane needs a spy in his brewery for a saboteur, and Kate is new in town. But Kate despises beer, and nobody trusts her. And Karen is reading Malpractice in Mogadi, by Arlie Hanks, book 15 by Joanne Hess. Don't want to get those two backwards. Apart from small town feuds and church scandal, things have been so quiet in the little Arkansas town of Mogadi that even Police Chief Arlie Hanks has found time for a vacation. But she returns to find trouble brewing and tongues wagging at fever pitch. The local old folks' home has been sold to a mysterious outsider, and overnight the place has been transformed into the Stonebridge Foundation, an exclusive rehab center complete with a stone-faced guard, and an even nastier dog. Soon there are rumors of There are rumors flying of mental patients roaming the countryside at night, and every character in town is keeping a gun close at hand, just in case. So that's what the staff is reading this week.
Yeah, that's interesting. I enjoy that.
So. Yes. Like I said, it's always fun for me, too. It's like, that book and that book. You always have the ever-growing list of books that you're going to read and never have time to catch up. Yeah.
All right, Lydia, thanks for coming in this afternoon, and we'll talk soon then.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Paul.
All right, that's Lydia Rebine with our Madison Public Library Report.